I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a Harwich woman harvests for both jewelry and dinner from the sea.
Mercy Reed grew up on the water in Nantucket Sound.
I grew up a fisher person. You know, we were shellfisher people and steamers, specifically quahogs.
Mercy's parents ran a boat together, a commercial quahog dragger, and they wasted nothing. Not even the empty shells of the seafood they brought home to eat. Inspired by indigenous Wampanoag tradition, Mercy's mother turned these shells into beautiful handmade beads, some of the largest shell beads in the world. When Mercy got older, she started shellfishing commercially too, and working in restaurants, serving local clams and oysters on the half shell. And she realized that, like her mother, she wanted to honor these shells by making them into something beautiful.
She'll tell everybody, like, I'm self-taught too, because I wouldn't let her tell me how to do anything. You know, cutting the tips of my fingers off and grinding them down to nothing and all the things that happen in the beginning and still do now.
Mercy developed her own style. Long shell dagger earrings made from conch and cascading waterfall earrings from pieces of sea scallop and deep water mussels. Very quickly, she discovered that just as they do in the kitchen, different shellfish species have different uses in the jewelry studio.
The shell is dramatically different from one species to the next in its density. The quahog is really dense. Steamers, not so much. Soft shell clams. They fall apart. Razor clams are incredible. They're also really thin. Mussels are incredible. I do work with those. They're very thin, but they're a little more dense. They seem to hold up better. But yeah, we started with quahog and sea scallop and mussel and oyster, all local shellfish that we were selling, eating, and reselling the shell after it turned into jewelry.
Mercy sold her jewelry on the side at first, mostly to people she worked with at local restaurants.
And I think I did Oyster Fest. That was one of my first shows. And I don't know, that was like 2004, five. And everybody was like, this is beautiful and great. And it was so uplifting and amazing to be supported by all of my friends and all of these amazing humans. And it just so happened that half of them worked in restaurants and they would wear my creations and the jewelry would sell itself off their ears. It was amazing.
Mercy felt an incredible sense of connection. Here was this community of people working with and appreciating local shellfish in so many different ways. Since then, that sense of connection has only grown. There are so many overlaps. Today, when she works in her studio, Mercy wears her old commercial fishing gear because the sanding and grinding she does is all underwater. And she says that she can't go out to eat anymore without thinking about that full circle and how the part that's usually discarded might turn into something beautiful.
I am really way more interested when I'm being served food at a restaurant, what the shell looks like, and, you know, potentially like finding a friend who works in the kitchen and being like, hey, what, these shells are beautiful looking, like, can I get a few?
This is how Mercy has ended up making earrings from the queen conchs used in Jamaican conch fritters and the orangey shells of local whelk. I asked if she ends up eating more shellfish than she wants to, but she says she doesn't think that's possible.
I don't think you can have too much shellfish. I, however, do have like massive amounts of sea scallops in my freezer and quahogs and chowder bases, like chowders that are going to happen, and they will.
Not always in her house, maybe, but always in someone's kitchen, a relative's or a friend's. The eating, after all, is how Mercy's jewelry work started, and it keeps coming full circle. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Mercy Reed shared her recipe for Half Moon Quahog Chowder with Elspeth, yum, and we've put it up on our website, along with a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.